Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another blessed day. This is a special day for all the soldiers, active, retired, or even those that have passed away along with their families. I ask you in the name of Jesus to protect, guide, strengthen, and comfort all them, Lord. Grant them wisdom throughout the day, Lord. I thank you for these soldiers, Lord, that served our country well, Lord. I thank you, Father, the most important thing is that you took care of our country through them, Father. You said in your word, blessed is the nation to make the God their Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for using these awesome soldiers, Lord, to protect our country in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus of all the families, including the soldiers' families as well, Lord. Father, you know what we need throughout the week, Lord. We believe you already done have provided all our needs according to your riches and glory that's in Christ Jesus, Lord. Father, strengthen the hands of every family, Lord, especially the parents, Lord. I know sometimes we get weary because, see, you said in your word, if we wait upon you, Lord, you will give us strength, Lord. Father, we ask you to give us strength, Lord, to be the parents that we can be, Lord, so we'd be able to guide our children in the way that they should go, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray for our children, Lord. Summertime is coming, Lord. All kind of enemies gonna come after them, Lord, but you said no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue will rise against them in judgment. We condemn it in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Lord, for our children. You say they are a blessing from you, and they are a blessing, Lord, because they are our future, Lord. Father, help us to be the best parents we could be through your wisdom, guidance, and your counsel in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you for your word, Lord, which give us light, which you give us understanding. We thank you, Lord, that we receive your word with gladness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we are willing to carry it out, and it's the instruction that we need to carry out our duties in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless the soldiers today. Bless the families, Lord, even the retirees in the deceased family members right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I ask you, let your glory be upon us this day, Lord. Use each one of us as your instrument of glory, Lord, even through the power of your forgiveness, Father. Father, you gave Jesus for us for a ransom to forgive us for all our sins, once and for all on the cross, Father. I thank you for the mighty work that Jesus has done, for the forgiveness and the cleansing, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you made us the righteousness of God through and by the blood of Jesus as we choose to believe in you, Father. Father, even pray for all the leaders in authority, Lord. I ask you, let your grace be upon them this day, Father, and forevermore in the name of Jesus. I ask you for your wisdom, counsel, and guidance right now in the name of Jesus, and for them to lead us in the way that we should go. I ask you, Lord, to remove ungodly from leadership right now. Anyone that does not choose to do your will, Lord, I ask you to remove them right now in the name of Jesus, and put in your righteousness of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, even ask you to bless every mother, Lord, every single parent, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Provide their needs right now according to your riches and glory, and grant the desires of their heart as they delight themselves in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you for all the college, high school graduates, Lord, even public school graduates and middle school graduates, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for their elevation elevation and in graduation, Lord. You allow them to go to another level. I thank you for your grace upon them, Lord. Ask you, Lord, help them to have a safe summer. Let your presence in them, on them, around them, and work in form, Lord. Protect them from all harm and danger, Lord. I bind all spirits of fear, confusion, doubt, worry, anxieties. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I lose boldness, Lord, because you said the righteous man is bold as a lion. Let them be likewise in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. Beautiful weather, beautiful people, Lord. I thank you, Lord. It's going to be a peaceful day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for protecting our country, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for guiding our leaders, our pastors, pastors after your own heart that will feed us knowledge and understanding, Father. Pastors that love us, Lord. Pastors that will tell us the truth at all times. We thank you for those pastors in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I pray for the furthering Father and family, starting with the leadership, Lord. I thank you for them, their families, Lord, the work that you started in them, and knowing that you're faithful to complete it, Lord. I ask you to perfect those things that concern them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Lead them in the way that they should go, because you said you're the Lord that God that teaches them how to profit, and you will lead them in the way they should go. I thank you, Father, that you are willing and able to lead them in the way they should go. And we believe and receive right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the further family at large, from New York to North Carolina, Lord. I ask you to bless their families, bless the works of their hand, Lord. Bless their day throughout the day, Lord. Grant them safety, protection, guidance, and provision right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're willing to take care of us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I think your word is true, Father. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, but dividing asunder between the soul and the marrow, Lord. I think your word is a cleansing word, Lord, that'll help us to live a clean life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for life, Lord, in general, Lord, because, Lord, without you, we wouldn't be here. Father, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't know what's going on. Because, Father, in you we live and move and have our being, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of unity, Lord, among us, Lord. Unite our hearts together, Father, as one man, Father. Help us to be like-minded, Father. I bind all spirits of division right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given us. Not even love, word, or tongue, but deed and in truth, Father. You said we are known as your disciples by the love that we share with one another. I thank you for your grace to do so in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you, mighty and wonderful God, Father. Thank you for taking care of us day by day, hour by hour, second by second, Lord. And minute by minute in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for protecting us, Father, even while we were asleep, Lord. All things could have happened while we slept. But, Lord, I thank you so much for protecting all of us, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to see this as an awesome Memorial Day. Not only just for the soldiers, it's just for us to remember you, Lord, for all you have done, for all you will be doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you the great start of you, awesome work you started in us. We know that you are faithful to complete it. I thank you for loving and caring for us, Father. Lord, I just bless your holy name. We just want to bless you right now. We just want to thank you. We just want to exalt your name just for who you are right now. Thank you for being God and God alone. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the healer, Jehovah Shalom, the peace, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being our peace that surpasses understanding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're Jehovah Shammah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Shammah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being our righteousness, Father. Thank you for being our righteous in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, Lord, that you are our banner of love and knowing we have victory all in through Christ Jesus, Father. Thank you for causing us to triumph and all in Christ Jesus, Father. I thank you so much. You always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus, no matter what we face. Once we surrender it to you, Lord, you always cause us to triumph. So we thank you this day that you causes us to triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we can surrender our lives and we can trust you with our lives so you can be everything that you desire to be, Father. So, Father, today, this Memorial Day, we choose to surrender to you. I ask you to have your way in our lives, Father, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for peace today that surpasses all understanding. Joy unspeakable, Lord. I thank you for blessing the families that's going to come together today from the north, south, east, and west, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they have an awesome family reunion together, but yet a safe one in your presence. Thank you for your presence now in us, on us, around us, and yet working for us. Let your presence stay right where they at, Lord. Help us to walk in truth today, Father. You said in your word that you're a spirit. And those who worship you, they worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, I thank you for the grace to worship you in spirit and in truth. To love you, to be a hearer and doers of your word. Our deeds will be blessed. The people we come in contact will be blessed. Our neighborhoods, our households, even our cities and states will be blessed by the righteousness of God that's in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for all you've done and what you'll be doing. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray and we believe and receive. Amen, amen, and praise God.